We continue our series, Fire It Up, as we rediscover the book of Acts and the power of the Holy Spirit at work in the early church and how we, too, can be open to the power of the Holy Spirit. So we are in Acts chapter 12, verses 1 through 19, and this is a story of Peter set free from prison. About that time, King Herod laid violent hands upon some who belonged to the church. He had James, the brother of John, killed with a sword. After he saw that it pleased the Jews, he proceeded to arrest Peter also. This was during the festival of unleavened bread. When he had seized him, he put him in prison and handed him over to four squads of soldiers to guard him, intending to bring him out to the people after Passover. While Peter was in prison, the church prayed fervently to God for him. The very night before Herod was going to bring him out, Peter was bound with two chains, was sleeping between two soldiers while guards in front of the door were keeping watch over the prison. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared and light shone in the cell. He tapped Peter on the side and woke him, saying, "Get up quickly," and the chains fell off his wrist. The angel said to him, "Fasten your belt and put on your sandals," and he did so. Then he said to him, "Wrap your cloak around you and follow me." Peter went out and followed him. He did not realize that what was happening with the angel's help was real. He thought he was seeing a vision. After they had passed the first and second guard, they came before the iron gate leading into the city. It opened for them of its own accord, and they went outside and walked along the lane, when suddenly the angel left him. Then Peter came to himself and said, "Now I am sure the Lord has sent his angel and rescued me from the hands of Herod and from all the people who were expecting." As soon as he realized this, he went to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose other name was Mark, where many had gathered and were praying. When he knocked at the outer gate, a maid named Rhoda came to answer. On recognizing Peter's voice, she was so overjoyed that instead of opening the gate, she ran in and announced that Peter was standing at the gate. They said to her, "You're out of your mind." But she insisted it was so. They said, "It is an angel." Meanwhile, Peter kept knocking. And when they opened the gate, they saw him and were amazed. He motioned to them with his hand to be silent and described for them how the Lord had brought him out of prison. And he added, "Tell this to James and to the believers." Then he left and went to another place. When morning came, there was no small commotion among the soldiers over what had become of Peter. When Herod had searched for him and could not find him, he examined the guards and ordered them to be put to death. Then Peter went down from Judea to Caesarea and stayed there. May the Lord bless his word to our hearts and minds this morning. Well, this morning we're looking at set free. Set free. I heard the story about this woman who was at work, and she received a call that her young daughter, who was with the babysitter, was seriously ill with a fever and needed her immediate attention. And so she called the pharmacist and ordered medication. The doctor had okayed, and she went to pick it up the medicine at the pharmacy, and she was in such a hurry that she went and got the medicine, came out, only to realize that she had locked her keys in the car. And she was absolutely frantic. She didn't know what to do, so she went inside and asked the pharmacist what to do, and the pharmacist said, "I don't know," but he gave her a rusty coat hanger. So she's never broken into a car with a coat hanger before, so she's fooling with a coat hanger, couldn't open the car, received another call that the baby was getting worse, and so she just prayed. She said, "Lord, please help me." And within a few minutes, this motorcycle, this Harley, came riding in, and this guy with a burly beard and sort of dirty and gruffy got off his motorcycle, and she ran up to him, and she said, "Please, sir, can you help me?" And he said, "What's wrong?" And she said, "I locked my keys in the car and don't know how to use this coat hanger." So he said, "Oh, no problem." So he takes a coat hanger, and within a couple of minutes, he opens the car door, and the woman says, "Oh, thank you so much, sir. You were such a nice man." And the man looks at her and says, "Ma'am, I'm not a nice man. I just got out of prison for car theft." And the woman said, looked up to heaven and said, "Oh, Lord, thank you. You sent a professional." Well, God can even use prison, right? Can you say amen? Wow. And this morning we look at this incredible story. We've been in the series on Acts, thinking about Fired Up, as we think about Pentecost, not just as a day, but as a season. And I have challenged us to open the windows, even as the early disciples opened the windows in the upper room, and to be on fire in faith, to be bold like the disciples, and to use our gifts and talents. And I've challenged us all to think about three questions as we read these passages. And the first is, what's your level of passion? What's your level of passion with your faith? And then what is the gift that God has given you, or gifts that God has given you to share, to use? And Acts is all about using your gifts and talents. We all have gifts and talents. And then finally, what is your level of resilience? We all face challenge and adversity. And so what is your level of resilience? Trusting the Spirit to empower you and to help you to overcome challenge and difficulty. And we looked at Stephen, who was all in giving his life as the first martyr, an incredible testimony. He's the first deacon. And then we looked at Paul knocked off his horse. And this morning we look at Peter set free from prison. Wow. And of course, last week we looked at a table where all are welcome. And as you walk back into this story, I want you to note that it begins with a very, very sobering note. And that is, it begins that James, the brother of John, was executed for his faith. And that's harsh. One of the sons of thunder was executed for his faith. And he would not back down. He was willing to be all in, to give it all he had. And he was executed for his faith. And it makes you wonder, doesn't it, why it is that James was executed and Peter was not. Have you ever wondered why one person has an answer to prayer and another person does not? Anyone besides me ever wonder that? I mean, why this person, prayer was answered, this person was spared, and this person was not? And I think the answer is we don't know the answer. We won't know the answer until the other side of eternity. We can sort of theorize, we can think about it, but I think we have to realize that life is difficult. And God is in the midst of it. God is working through it. But many, many times we don't understand it. And so Peter is thrown in prison for preaching the word, kept there for a while. And I think that's amazing that he's in prison. And do you notice what Peter is doing when he's in prison, when we catch up with Peter? Peter's asleep. He's praying, no doubt, too. But Peter's asleep at night. And it makes me realize that, you know, Peter's faith was strong enough, even though he faced real challenge and adversity, knowing that James had just been killed, had enough faith, had enough trust in God, in the Holy Spirit, to just rest at night, to sleep. Do your problems keep you up at night? I mean, I know mine do sometimes, right? I mean, I just got to be real about that. And I love that verse, John 16:33. It says, I've said this to you so that in me you may have peace. In the world you will face trouble or persecution, challenge, adversity, but take courage. I have overcome the world. Wow. Peace in the midst of challenge and adversity. Peter had it. He was asleep. Meanwhile, what was the church doing? The believers were gathered together praying. And they're praying. We know at least they're praying for the release of Peter. They're probably also praying for themselves. I mean, let's be honest, you know, James was killed. Stephen was killed. There's threats of violence. And so, but they're together praying. And that's what believers do, right? I mean, you might not know how God is going to answer prayer, how God is going to see you through trial, challenge, adversity, difficulty, but we can all pray. And I hope you take it seriously when we send out the prayer chain to people with prayer requests. Sometimes people want to keep prayers private, and that's fine. But sometimes people want to share their prayer requests with the family of faith and help you read it and pray and maybe keep a list of those prayers as we share those. If you're not on the prayer chain, you want to be on the prayer chain, just let me know. We'll put you on that. But we pray together. And many times in the Sunday school classes and here, of course, we always pray. We lift up. God knows the needs. But as a family of faith, we pray together. And the power of prayer and the bond of fellowship is powerful. And so the people prayed. And then what happens? An angel, the prayer's answered. And Peter's asleep, and an angel wakes him. Now he thinks he's still asleep because he just thinks this cannot be happening. He sees an angel, and so the light is on in the prison. And so Peter is awakened to the power of the Holy Spirit, and the guards were put to sleep by the power of the Holy Spirit. Isn't that amazing? Right, so Peter's awakened, the guards are put to sleep, so they don't know what's going on. Peter thinks he's seen a vision, he's trance, but his chains fall off of him, right? And I love what the angel says to him. Put your belt on and put your sandals on and follow me. Man, isn't that good? And I think God says that to all of us. Maybe we're not in prison, but many of us are in the chains of something, right? And the Holy Spirit comes and the light comes on, and God can put the power of sleep over the challenge and adversity that you face, and God can set you free from the chains of adversity that bind you. And God says to you, put your belt on, put your sandals on, follow me, get ready to go. And Peter does. He still thinks he's in a trance, right? So, and the angel walks him past another set of guards and another set of guards and out to the city gate. And only then does Peter, like in the night air, go like, man, this is not a dream. This is real. This is real. The power of the Holy Spirit. And then Peter is set free to go and find the believers. And I want to just ask you as we pause for a moment, what has you in chains this morning? I mean, you might not be in a prison like Peter, but many of us are in the prison of some sort. Maybe it's the prison of the pain from the past, hurt or betrayal. Maybe it's the prison of an illness or the hurt to a loved one. Maybe it's just not seeing the future come together as you'd like it. Whatever it is, know that God is there with you. In the prison of your pain and hurt and illness and loss, God is there in the power of an angel. Whether you're asleep or awake, God is there. And God whispers to you through angels. Sometimes it's people around us or just the Holy Spirit whispering to us to get ready to go. That God's healing is in the midst of the people. That God is beginning something new. That God is whispering to tighten up your belt and to put on your sandals and to get ready to move. And I hope you hear the Holy Spirit telling you that this morning. Now, the Holy Spirit didn't tell Peter everything was going to happen, so don't expect that. But you can hear the Holy Spirit say, your chains are gone. You've been set free. Now get up. Get ready to go. The Holy Spirit is at work. God is on the move. And so Peter goes to the home where they are praying and knocks on the door. Oh, I love this man. And the maid comes and she hears Peter's voice and she's so excited and overjoyed that she doesn't even open the door for him. So she runs back and tells the people, and these are the people that are praying for Peter's release, right? And what do the people say? No way. There's no way God answered our prayer. Don't you love that? I mean, that's kind of real, isn't it? I mean, we do pray, but sometimes we don't have the faith that we need, the power of belief that we would and could, but God isn't limited by that, which is so beautiful and wonderful. And so, meanwhile, while they're arguing that the maid must be crazy, she let him in. And there's Peter, and they're just overwhelmed in that moment, praising the Lord. And I love that because sometimes we look at the Bible, we think, well, these people just, they were so together, we could never be like that. But here they are, just like us. They're praying for Peter to be released from prison. The Holy Spirit does it. The angel sets him free. And they won't even open the door to Peter, who they know. And God is at work. And I think sometimes that we have to pray, even though we might not really believe. You know, sometimes you think, well, you know, I have mountain-moving faith. And I think the answer to most of us, even though Jesus says if you have faith, even as a small mustard seed, then together with the power of the Holy Spirit, you can move mountains. That's really comforting to me because the mustard seed is small, but it can grow. And so sometimes as people, we pray, even though we don't believe, but God says, pray. And as we pray, particularly as we pray together, God multiplies that, the Holy Spirit multiplies that, and God can do amazing thing despite the fact that we ourselves are sort of limited sometimes in our belief. Is that comforting to you this morning? Because you may not have the faith of Peter or Paul or anyone else in the early church, but God is still at work. God is not necessarily limited by your faith. If you just pray and you just give it to God, God can do amazing things. Today, as you come to worship and think about how God is at work in the church, and you look around the world, and sometimes we just get such a narrow vision as maybe we look at our own problems, our own church, our own community, but look at the things that God is doing throughout the world today. God is on the move. God is doing new things. God is opening new doors. God is making the chains fall off. God is setting people free. And so today, open your eyes to what the Holy Spirit is doing. Realize that you can be a part of it, and the Holy Spirit can use you both to pray for someone, and if you have some kind of a chain that is holding you back, then pray to be released. And God's miracle is at work. There's a great story that I love from the early part of the 20th century. And there was a missionary to China by the name of Gladys Alward. And she was in charge of an orphanage. And there was over 100 kids. There was a threat from invasion at the time. It was from Japan. And she had to flee with the children through the mountains to get to the free zone. And so in the middle of the night, they had over 100 orphans, and she was there, one of the few leaders. And they're working their way through the mountains, and dawn is beginning to rise, and she is just praying the whole way because she doesn't know how she's going to make it. And one of the little orphan girls comes up to her and says, you know, Miss Alward, I just wanted to tell you that this really reminds me of the story of the Israelites as Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt. And Gladys Alward said, well, yes, but I'm no Moses. And the little orphan girl said, yes, but Jehovah is still God. Yes, but Jehovah is still God. And I think that's so true. We're not Moses, we're not Peter, we're not Paul, we're not Mary, we're not any of the other people, maybe, but God is still at work through the power of the Holy Spirit. And the book of Acts, sometimes we call it the Acts of the Apostles, which is really sort of a misnomer if you look at kind of the beginning of the book of Acts, because really it's the book of the Acts of the Holy Spirit. That's what the book is. The book of the Acts of the Holy Spirit, Acts of the Apostles through the power of the Holy Spirit. And it is a letter encouraging people to reignite, to rekindle the power of the Holy Spirit, because already early in the church's life, it had begun to wane. Their enthusiasm, their commitment, their ability to have passion, their ability to use their gifts, and maybe their resilience even. Even though they were on fire, it began to wane. And so Luke records this along with his gospel, saying, look at what God has done, God is still doing today in the church. And for all the churches, through the centuries, God is still at work through the power of the Holy Spirit. So today, just think for a moment and reflect maybe on something that is hurting you or has you in chains, you feel you don't have power for, and realize that the power of the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, is still at work in the church today and in our lives. And ask God to be released from that. Know that God still has the power to set the chains free. And then hear God's whisper through the power of the Holy Spirit to get up and to follow God wherever that plan is going, wherever that new door is opening. And then, on the other hand, to be part of the family of faith, to be part of the people of prayer, that sometimes we struggle with our faith because we feel like we just don't believe all the way that we could, and all of us feel that way at some point in our life, but to realize that God still honors our prayer. It's through what Christ has done and the power of the Holy Spirit that God is still at work. So don't let your own limit put a limit on God. Don't let your own limitations put a limit on God. The Holy Spirit is not limited in that way because we have the Holy Spirit in our lives. And then realize that all the good things that are happening really are good things. Even though sometimes it feels like we can't see it, we can't recognize it, that God is at work. Would you join me in prayer? Lord, this morning, we look at this amazing moment when Peter is set free. When he's in prison for standing up for his faith and yet has the peace of the Holy Spirit to be able to sleep through all the shadow of persecution and adversity. But then with people praying, he is awakened by an angel who lets the chains set him free to fall to the floor and to be released. And we pray in our own hearts and lives that you release us from all the chains of the past and all the things that hold us back. And through the power of the Holy Spirit, to follow you into new roads, to new ministries, to new blessings as we touch other people's lives, and to rediscover the power of prayer through the power of the Holy Spirit. And we pray this in your name, and all God's people said, amen. Amen.